From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. After a brush with Hurricane Gustav, the people of New Orleans are trying to return to normal life. But now Mother Nature has her eye on Texas as residents prepare for Hurricane Ike. Retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honoré knows what it's like to rescue and respond to human needs during extreme weather. He led the military relief response after Hurricane Katrina, and now he's CNN's emergency preparedness contributor. Welcome, General.
Yeah. Hello, how are you today?
I am doing great. So why don't you tell us what the latest is on Hurricane Ike and its path?
Well, Ike made a precarious turn yesterday. As you know, we had it leaning more toward Corpus Christi and made in the last 24 hours a beeline for Galveston Bay and just will travel north east of Houston on a northerly direction toward Dallas. So the size of this storm is frightening because it's over 700 miles wide. And it's going to have a devastating impact from the coast of Texas all the way into Dallas.
So are people headed out, and where are they going?
Well, that's a good question. You know, evacuation down in Galveston was run by the county judges there, ordered evacuation, but only about half the people in Galveston, we're told, have evacuated.
Now, you took military command of rescue efforts in New Orleans after the hurricane, and you oversaw the delivery of water to the convention center, as well as any number of crucial issues. It's pretty unusual what you did. I got a chance to travel with you around the region right after the flooding of New Orleans. So how did you do what you had to do after Katrina?
Well, we were empowered by two things, the need of the people that we were watching, and the resources are available from the entire United States government and industry. Everything we asked for, we got to try and get the people out of there. We got help from the airlines, from big companies, and from our own FEMA and government. Everybody was trying to get them out of there. So it was an unfortunate thing that the city flooded. But everything we asked for, we got. My fear is with Hurricane Ike, there are a lot of people sheltering in place in the Houston area, and I don't know if they can visualize being without power for 4 or 5 days, not having cell phone and not having television. This is going to be a new event for a lot of people who have not gone through a direct hit of a hurricane in the Houston area.
Yeah, I remember going in, my producer, Tashima Walker, and I went in from Jackson, and along the way, there was almost no gasoline. So you saw people driving with gas cans strapped to the top or back of their car. So even people fleeing. I mean, do you think in this case with Hurricane Ike that in some ways people were less prepared than for Gustav because people were so afraid from Katrina?
Well, yeah, I think there was a lot of government preparation that had started with all respect to the Texas government. They started planning, then the storm moved on them. And when it goes to Houston, you got 4.5 million people in there that we know about. And when you start that evacuation, the timing of it is critical. The second point of that is where the eye of the storm is going. And they've made some local decisions to tell people based on this latest change by the storm, many of them to shelter in place, and they identified zones to evacuate. My concern is there are a lot of people going to be surprised when they wake up tomorrow morning because this storm will hit tonight. It's coming in the middle of the night. It's going to turn power out. It's going to turn water off. It's going to turn cell phones off. And many people are going to be in shock in the coming days and nights to come.
On a broader level, extreme natural disasters include not only hurricanes, but tornadoes, earthquakes, floods.
Yes.
What do you think the government's response needs to be in situations like that?
Well, the government needs to be in support of state and local governments. That's the way our Constitution has it set up, and that's the way it probably should stay. I think that's what the majority of the people want. They want their county officials or parish officials in charge. That's who they elected. And for the counties to get support from the state government and the state government when need to ask help from the federal government. Now, there are some circumstances by law, as you know, that the federal government would automatically take over. But these natural disasters, I think this has served us well for many years, continue to serve us well. Again, when you look back at Hurricane Ike, 4.5 million people in one city, that's a significant issue if that storm does something that that has not been predicted, like it sits around Houston and put an extraordinary amount of water in there and floods the city. That could be a significant problem. Over.
Just very briefly, what do you think people who are listening who might be in the footprint of this hurricane should do?
Well, right now, the window is closing. If you're south of I-10, as the winds are going to be picking up here later this afternoon, I think people need to look for local shelter. If you're in a mobile home or if you're an elderly person that relies on medical attention of any type, or if you can't stay in your home without air conditioning, you need to find some hardened shelter that's going to get you through the eye of this storm in the next couple of days, because all indications east of Houston will be primarily out of power as they will take the brunt of the eye of the storm. So power and no cell phones and no running water or flushing toilets. For that means just the power goes out. Over.
Oh, General, thank you so much for the update.
God bless, and let's give some money to the Red Cross, those people who are trying to keep people alive.
Well, we were speaking with retired General Russell Honoré. He led the military relief response after Hurricane Katrina, and he's now CNN's emergency preparedness contributor.